Classy.
4K. Fantasy. Kings of War.
Kings of War.
Elves with lasers and tanks. Oh my stars.
The humor itself isn't awkward, but, like, the characters get caught in an awkward situation, so one of them shits himself during class, and, like, everyone knows, because he's like, teacher, I need to go to the bathroom, and the guy's like, you've been to the bathroom 3 times, you can't go again, and he's like, but I need to go, and he's like, no, you sit down and finish your test, and you just hear, and he's like, oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
So everyone realized that he should have spent.
Welcome to Gen Con.
Gen Con Classy.
Gen Con Classy, which should also be just renamed Fat Guys with Backpacks. Steve and I are not having the greatest con experiences. I have a fun time at the con. I do everything I want to do at the con, but outside the con, Indy has just shat on me this week.
Well, Indianapolis is a toilet.
It's not bad. It's a good city.
No, it's a toilet.
No.
The sewer system is so close to the service in the city, you just walk through the city and you smell piss and shit at all times.
I just assumed it was because we were in the country and everything just smells like horse poop.
No, this city is just a toilet.
Oh, okay. I normally don't care, but it's like this year. It's like right across from my hotel. I got a motorcycle rally.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
What the fuck? It's like my head just like exploded. Like I was just like, this is impossible. This can't happen. And then for the people to be like, well, there's nothing we can do about it. I'm just like,
sorry, sir, there's nothing I can do.
Well, you can just give me something.
Why don't you just go under this desk and give me a nice blowjob?
Yeah. I tell my wife, I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna write the fucking mayor of Indianapolis.
I'm gonna put an angry review on Yelp.
I'm gonna do that. Hey, I said to the guy, I go, look, I run a podcast, and there are at least 3 dozen people that listen to this.
That's probably overestimating the amount of people who listen.
So anyway, so if you listen, if you're listening to this, don't use the Homewood Suites.
Oh, I stayed at the Park Place at City Center,
mm-hmm.
which is really weird. It's not like any other hotel I've ever stayed at. There's no breakfast.
Yeah.
It appears to also like double as dorms for college students.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. Like I keep saying apartment because there's a full kitchen. Full-size refrigerator, stovetop, microwave. There's a couch, bunch of lounge chairs. There's 2 TVs. The bedroom that I'm in has a walk-in closet that's the size of my friend's hotel room. Like, it's gigantic. But there's no amenities. Like, you have to bring everything. If you didn't bring any food, sorry, bro, you're not eating.
Well, who eats in their whole fucking hotel room? You go out to eat. You're an indie.
I brought a bunch of food from home.
Ah.
But, so it actually kind of worked out super favorably for me because I'm like, I can cook all this food I brought.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyway, so enough about our hotel room. So let's talk Gen Con. The winners, the losers, the spectacle. So I want to talk about something like
this. All right, so the word of Gen Con has thus far been miserable. That's my word.
No, but, you know, but I had a lot of fun here. And, like, actually, like, some stuff has been really great. Like, I think the biggest winner at Gen Con this year, miniature-wise.
Privateer Press?
No. Weird. With Malfo. Their booth this year, 100 times better than what they've brought in the past.
I don't care what's in their booth. The Privateer Press line.
Oh, the line was fucking retarded.
Like the first day, doors opened to the exhibition hall. There was a 3-hour line for Privateer. The Iron Kingdom sold out.
Yeah.
In the first, the first X number of people all bought it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it just sold out super fast. And you're like standing in line, and like there's the dudes from Privateer are walking around the line, going like, "Is anyone here for Iron Kingdoms? It's sold out. Is anyone here for Iron Kingdoms?" And then the limited edition minis sold out just as fast.
Yeah, that's. But you know what?
I saw people leaving with like stacks of Colossals in their hand.
Ugh.
Like, dude's got like 6 of them. Like that's 6.
It makes me wonder. Like, it's like they weren't giving them out at a discount.
No,
it's just standard
early release.
Oh, were they early release classes?
You can get the Mountain King, you can get Hyperion, you can get World Wrath, you can get a bunch of stuff that's not released yet.
That's bullshit.
They haven't even released the Kraken yet, and they're...
did they release the Kraken?
Yeah, the Kraken.
Released the Kraken?
They're going to release the Kraken next week.
Okay.
So you
but
got,
see, that's like...
But hang on, you got Kraken, which isn't released yet and is available, and then you've got Hyperion, then you've got the Mountain King, the World Wrath, so you have four Colossals available that aren't out.
Yeah.
And but it's still, but there's other unreleased minis too, like all the stuff that's supposed to come out within like the next 6 months.
Yeah, see, maybe 6 months, but I mean, like some of the Colossus stuff, like if it's coming out next week, you could just fucking wait and just get
the Kraken is coming out next week. The other ones are months away.
Yeah, months away.
Yeah, I mean it's clear incentive, and they released level 7, the board game.
No,
it's pretty good actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I played it.
Yeah,
the mechanics are all right.
But their booth there was nothing special about it. It was standard. One thing was what Weird did with Malifaux is they had some like fucking they had all the demo games going, which they haven't had in the past. They usually had like one, but they had like a bunch of tables. They had all like the make and make the cardboard terrain and everything. That was really cool.
I mean that's
they
fair.
They had previews of all of like the new plastic stuff. They had a really nice booth layout and everything. It was like I thought it was like one of the nicest setups
that's
I saw.
That's fair, but Weird and Malifaux were terrible. Like those things are terrible. So that's like the Shit Eaters were so good.
There's people who really like that game.
I mean they have poor
and
taste.
You are not one of those people, obviously. I'm sure someone would say that about Dark Age, but...
Well, I can say about that you might not like the art style of Dark Age, because it's kind of very BDSM and fucked up, but it's consistent. Like, Malifaux has no consistency. I was looking at... I was at Valhalla Battle Games, and there were two tables going of Malifaux.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and I had no idea what the fuck... Like, and it wasn't one of those things where... I mean, I'm familiar with miniatures games, but looking at the table, there was absolutely no way to discern what forces were what.
As I say, that is... I'm sure there's people who are like, I can fucking tell what's what. Blah, 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 blah.
No, I mean just visually. Like, if you can't tell visually what's on the same fucking team, that's a shit game. Because I looked at it, I'm like, there's like a big, there's a werewolf looking guy. Yeah. There's robots.
You know, sometimes people, that goes for people. And another game that's very similar in the same vein that I thought had a really nice presentation and like a lot of cool minis out that's new is Wrath of Kings.
That's brand new. That's the cool mini or not game.
Yeah, it's a cool mini or not game. Like every cool mini or not game, terrible rules, but the figures look amazing.
All right, the rules are bad. I didn't.
You know, I shouldn't say that the rules are terrible. The mechanics are very, very wonky. And it's like, I'm...
No one's got a worse mechanic than Heavy Gear.
I've never played Heavy Gear.
All right. So,
wait, hold on. Let me finish my thought before you get into your complaining about something. Can we go 5 minutes in the podcast without you bitching about something?
Only if we can go 5 minutes without you bitching about something.
What am I bitching about?
Your hotel room with the bikes.
Oh, well, that was just early.
Still counts.
It still counts. Well, I've gone 5 minutes without so far since then. But, the Wrath of Kings, I really like the union workers, the pig guys. I thought the sculpts on those are amazing. They have the other guys that are kind of... But they're all done by the ex-Confro guys, guys.
So they have the same stuff.
So it looks really, really nice.
I really like the chicks with the masks because they have, like... They got a lot of junk in the trunk, and they're, like... They got big racks, but they have they're fatties.
They're fatties?
Which is pretty awesome.
Okay.
Just saying.
My problem with it is that whoever cleaned the models for the demo game did not do a very good job because it was, like, huge chunks of resin that are painted on the models.
I'm sure they were just like, oh, shit, you gotta get it done.
But I mean, it's like, seriously, come on. And my final thing, the last awesome thing that I saw at Con that I think is the single best thing I've seen is the 28mm Dystopian Wars. They're unbelievable.
What, it's giant chips?
No. The 28mm, they're actual figures.
Oh.
So they're all, like, they have the U.S., Japan, Russians,
British. They're skirmish.
I'm not sure if it's going to be skirmish. They kind of say it's skirmish, but they had a full-size John Henry robot, which is the big robot dude.
Yeah.
They had full-size tanks. The tanks are massive, and they're awesome looking.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Okay, well, I mean, it can't... Well, I guess it depends on what the... Are they plastic?
I don't know if... I know that the tanks and everything were resin.
Okay,
Because they were unpainted. The figures were painted, so I didn't know if they were plastic or resin.
Okay.
I'm kind of positive that they're resin.
So I'm going to throw out a guess, having not seen it. I'm going to guess that it's probably War Machine.
It's probably War Machine.
So, like, there's probably, like, you get a few big guys and then a decent amount of infantry.
Yeah, I mean, it... But, I mean, seriously, the look of the figures and everything, I'm like, I'm going to have to sink some money into this. Because that's, like... Even if I never play the game, ever, it's just, like, the sculpts are so cool, and, like, some of the character models are so cool.
They threw their hook out, and you were like, oh, what's this hook? I'll put it right in my mouth.
It's everything I love. It's, like, it's got historical aspects. I know, which you're just like... It's got that weird, like... It's not steampunk, but it's that weird... I hate calling it steampunk, because it's not steampunk.
It's diesel.
It's like diesel. It's more diesel-y kind
diesel
of...
punk.
Yeah.
Diesel punk is the term. You have to use it.
It's not diesel punk either, because it totally have any of that punk feel to it.
I mean, the whole, like, punk part only ever really applied to cyberpunk.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly.
All
I
of the other things that have been termed anything punk has nothing to do with, like, punk. Because that would mean steampunk would be you have a Victorian dude with, like, Victorian clothing, cogs and chains, and then a fucking mohawk, which that is not the case.
Which there should be. That would be fucking badass.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I would like to see a guy with a big, like, Edwardian coat with, like, just, like, the safety pins all the way up and down the sleeve. Yeah.
And he's like, anarchy in the UK, man.
He's got a fucking Misfits patch on the shoulder.
That's miserable.
I'm still not over my cough from the last podcast.
Yeah. I have terrible nightmarish diarrhea.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, we're not having a very good outside experience.
So, Heavy Gear, I got to get into this.
Okay,
because we were talking about it last
week.
Time.
Yeah.
All right.
Which begs the question again. Steve, Heavy Gear, why?
Even more so after you hear this.
Yeah.
All right, you roll a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You've rolled a 10.
Mm-hmm.
I roll to defend.
Yeah.
I roll a 2.
Yeah.
The difference in our scores is 8 with you winning.
Okay.
You multiply it. Hang on, I gotta remember how it was done. It was ridiculous.
There's some guy screaming at the rules at the radio.
No,
right
it's
now.
So bad. You.
God damn. It's 8. Like it sounds like I'm.
Oh, you multiply it by the power of your gun.
Okay.
So you have 8.
Okay, so you have 64.
No. Your dice roll is 8.
Yeah.
And then your gun power is what you multiply by. So you have a gun power, say, 15.
Okay, so 8 times 15 is 120.
120. Now, you take his armor.
Okay.
And you divide your 120 by his armor.
Okay.
So his armor is 13.
9?
Okay.
Yeah.
That is the math for every single...
That's pretty ridiculous.
Shoot. Awful. The fucking worst miniatures game I've ever seen in my life.
Only
it's absolutely the worst. It's the worst. And it's so slow, and it's so fucking terrible. It might be the worst game I've ever played. It might be at the top of worst games. Heavy Gear is shit. If you play Heavy Gear, you're an asshole.
I wish we could name the podcast that. If you play Heavy Gear, you're an asshole.
The game is awful. The worst fucking... I mean, some of the figures are alright looking, even though every faction is the same exact thing with a different color.
Yeah.
Like, they're all the same.
Yeah, the figures, I really like the figures.
They're cool.
Pretty cool.
Mechanics-wise, it is definitively the worst miniatures game I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's worse than anything. Like, it's worse than Confrontation. Like, and Confrontation's rules were pretty bad.
I never minded Confrontation's rules. I thought, my problem is that Confrontation was the single hardest game to teach someone how to play.
And Confrontation looked like it would function until you actually touched the miniatures to the rules. Because, like, they had the Cult of Durs had a mechanic, Metamorphosis.
Mm.
So Wonder Dude's Metamorphosis 3. So he could just add 3 dice to anything.
Yeah.
Like, how is that a mechanic? That's the most ridiculous thing ever. You'll have your entire army will be wiped out with one dude because he's got Met 3. And
I got the Phoenix Edition playtest.
Maybe they fixed it over there.
It's not really that much. I mean, they streamlined a lot of things. They took out the defensive role, which is, thank God, it just speeds up combat like nobody's business. But it's like, they think it's a decent job.
I haven't seen it, so I can't think. But I can say this, Heavy Gear, definitively, worst miniatures game I've ever seen.
Okay.
Period.
Did you play it here?
Yeah, I played the demo. I got through one turn of the demo, I'm like, this is fucking awful, I'm done. I actually said that. I'm like, this is fucking awful, I'm done. Good luck. That's what I said.
Good luck and good night.
I said, I mean, to the fucking Joder who was demoing it.
This is probably the guy who created the game.
I'm like, this is fucking awful, good luck, I'm gone. So definitively the worst miniatures game I've ever played.
Yeah.
Maybe the worst game of all time. Maybe.
I don't know. Cronopia was pretty bad.
Cronopia is still better. It's still better. And Groovy is not good.
Warzone?
I never played Warzone.
You never played Warzone?
I never played Warzone.
What about the Starship Trooper minigame? Actually, that game was pretty good.
Yeah, except for the dude who smushed his bugs down with their feet all out.
Well, some... Yeah.
That's the way to win, baby.
Every game has a Steve, which is the guy
I would never do that.
Exploit
I would
the
never
rules.
Do that. That's... I don't exploit the rules. I will play to the letter of the rules.
To the letter of the rules.
For miniatures.
So let's talk some RPGs.
Which is kind of funny, because it's the opposite of a role-playing game. Yeah. Like, I'm totally... out there with role-playing. I'm like, oh, you want to do that? That's cool. Just roll this.
So, speaking of role-playing, you see anything good role-playing?
Shadows of Astarin.
Shadows of Astarin. Yeah. Were they here?
Yeah. They're three dudes from France.
Yeah?
And,
was he like, would you like to play our game?
Well, no, I came by and I was like, hey, I kickstarted. And they were all like super like, oh, thank you, thank you.
They were like, oh.
No, dude, these guys are amazing.
Lego Monde America.
They're probably the friendliest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
So they're by far the friendliest French in the world. Because they're the friendliest people I've met in general, like, period.
So that just makes them,
They're amazing.
Yeah.
So the three dudes there, they're like, oh, thanks so much for the Kickstarter. You know, here's your stuff. I'm like, oh, this is cool. And he's like, oh, and you got the limited edition book. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I pledged at the higher end. And he's like, awesome, I'll do a watercolor for you. And I'm like...
So you just did a watercolor?
Well, I'm like, okay, here, take my book. And one of the dude I came with, he was like, oh, I really wanted to kickstart that. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'll sell you my stuff. Like, that's cool. I'll just buy one of the regular copies. Like, it's okay to me because I could use extra cash and just take the book and give him all the miscellaneous stuff from the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And then I met him back at the hotel room that same night. And he's like, oh, yeah, I had to buy my own. And I was like, really? Why? And he's like, well, because I was talking to them. And I was like, yeah, my friend's going to pick it up for me. And they were like, oh, it's Steve. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then they showed him the piece they did for me, and he's like, oh, I'll just buy my own. And I'm like, what? So after seeing it, I told him, I looked at him, I was like, I would have never sold you this. Sorry. It wouldn't have happened.
I'm going to go find them after this podcast, and I'm going to go ask them why there are no halflings in their game.
There's no anything. There's just
humans. I know. That's, I'm going to be like, so where's the halflings?
And they'll be like, halflings are stupid.
They'll be like, I don't know what the halflings are.
They're stupid.
There's no halflings in France.
No, so the game...
Are you talking the little people?
The watercolor?
Like the Tyrion?
The watercolor? Amazing. Yeah. And it was a big, long inscription like, Steve, good luck battling in the shadows. Thank you so much for your support. And they signed
it
and they numbered
French?
It. They did not. Actually, I was saying we should go over there and get them to... One of the things I was going to try and do is go over to the all the people I know, or companies I know, and try and get them to record, like, hey, this is my name from this company. You're listening. Game classy. Do like radio stuff.
Do like radio.
Yeah. I want to get Ronnie from Mantic.
Go get Ronnie and just go get him to say like stay classy. Stay decadent. I saw the guys from Mantic there. They got the football game coming out. That not Blood Bowl game.
Yeah, it's not it's yes, it involves a ball and like dudes, but from what I can tell from the map, if the map plays out like it looks like in the prototype art, there's a bunch of empty like dead spots.
Yeah.
You have to jump from it's like a mix of Disc Wars, Tron Disc Wars, and Blood Bowl. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's which is kind of nice because
and it's using their sci-fi world, which is really cool.
I'm a little that is nice, I guess. Yeah, because I'll tell you what, I've been looking to get a Blood Bowl team for a while, like a nice one painted up, and I look at the GW stuff, I'm just like, this stuff's terrible.
Oh, you know what? I kickstarted Kings War, so I got to see all of the what the hell is the game? I can't remember. Dead Ball?
Yeah, something like that.
Dead Zone?
Dead Zone.
Ball Zone?
Dead Balls?
Ball Zone? Dead Balls?
Dead Balls. Balls Dead.
So their game, I got to see all of the minis that are for the game. He like opened up this like secret box and was like, oh, come back here, you can look at this. Awesome. They look super cool. He showed me some corpse stuff, the dwarves, the Forge Fathers, and then
I did a speed painting competition for Impact Minis, and I won, of course.
I mean, was anyone actually there?
Yeah.
Were you battling by yourself?
Yeah, I was just battling against myself. There was two Joes sitting there painting furiously. No, actually, and Impact is the one they do the roller derby girls.
I mean, I'm going to throw it out there. Have not seen what anybody in the speed painting competition did, but I did see the case of competition level miniatures, quote unquote. They're awful.
You know, you are such
so
a hater.
Bad.
Why didn't you enter anything?
I should have brought some stuff because it looks like the easiest competition to win ever. Now, I looked like a lot of the other companies have competitions at their own areas. So, like, Privateers is in...
Privateer is the only one who does it in Privateer's area.
Okay, because I saw the one that you entered. Yeah, I mean, your model's good, of course, but, like, the other models in there, I was like, Like, that's the one that won Best in Show. I'm like, how is this Best in Show? This is like a middle level like painted model.
You're just a hater, Steve. Just a hater.
No,
I don't see you competing.
I don't need to compete.
You know what? I don't need you to demean my accomplishments.
Do you see critics making movies?
You know why they don't? Because they can't.
I will enter next year because it looks like the easiest competition to just shark.
Yeah, you do it.
I will.
You do it. You're a hater. You're demeaning my victory. I got first place.
Your speed painting victory is victory. Yeah, but you didn't win Best in Show.
No, I didn't win. You're a dick. It's like, no. Come, Steve, look at all the golden demons I won. Yeah, well, you didn't win the sword.
You didn't win the sword. Yeah, and you know that's going to happen. No matter. And then, like, if you won, like, two golds and the sword, I'd be like, well, you didn't sweep.
I sweep everything. Look, Steve, I can finally get your approval.
If you swept everything and won the sword, I would probably declare you the best ever. You're the best ever. I don't think anyone's ever swept the Golden Demon.
No, no one could. It's impossible.
I don't know.
It is physically impossible.
The only way you could do it, I'm guessing here, you could in theory do it, but it would have to be a X year plan or however long it takes you to paint. If you've won a Slayer sword, you do a model that's to that Slayer sword level and you don't bring it, you set it aside, and then you keep doing more, and then you go in with a just monstrous amount of amazing figures.
Well, if you win the Slayer, and if you sweep gold all the way around, you're gonna win the Slayer, because that's
what I'm saying. Like, someone sweeps, just like wins everything.
Yeah,
enters every category and gets gold in every category.
Tim Lyson just takes his brush and cracks it in half and throws it into the ground.
He would if you won.
It's ceremonial.
You'd be like,
yeah, it was a yeah. But anyway,
I mean, you looked at the other painted models. They look pretty shaky.
Yeah. I mean, I placed with all my figures that,
like,
I entered.
The Best in Show one, like, wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad figure. It was pretty good.
I never enter single because I am not a single mini painter.
Like, Best in Show.
But anyway, I did the speed painting for Impact, as I said. And
did you paint a roller derby girl?
No, I didn't. They gave me this weird, like, vampire football player guy with, like, these bat wings.
All right.
Was
he like
blah? I think it was.
Awesome.
And I ended up, when I won with him, because I looked at the figure at first, I went, what the fuck is this thing?
He is Count Blair, star quarterback of the Squad City Blaz.
Of the Vampire City Blaz.
Blair.
And he was, I painted him, and I got like a $15 gift certificate from them, so I went down there, and I got a human cheerleader, so I'm like, maybe I'll pick up Blood Bowl again, maybe I'll paint like a team, you know, do something fun. I also did I won the Privateer Press one, and I went down there.
What did you paint for Privateer?
It was like some Menoth figure. Okay. And it's like they're like, here's a figure. And I'm like, oh, fuck, why did it have to be Menoth? And they primed it black, so I'm just like,
brutal.
So I ended up painting it purple.
Nice.
And it was, but it was really nice. And I won that one. They gave me like a $10 gift card to Privateer. And I went down there. I'm like, what can I get for $10? And they're like, not much.
Nothing.
So I got a Kator Solo, and it was like, oh, that's $9.
Oh,
well,
sweet.
There you go.
You won.
I won today. Yeah,
congratulations on winning your speed, because that was
my speed.
That's probably more impressive than the other ones.
The other ones. Yeah, speed painting is a competition, and I
looked like there was a good amount of people.
I won the Reaper one, but who the fuck
did you paint one of the bones?
No.
Oh,
no,
that's retarded. Why didn't they have the bones?
No, they gave me some, like, weird-ass figure to paint.
Man, the bones would have been perfect for that, because then they could have been, hey, we're also doing this Bones Kickstarter.
Well, the Reaper's not here.
Really?
No, Reaper's not here. They did, like, a bunch of other shows, so they decided to leave this one out.
Right.
This is the figure I had to do for the Reaper one.
This is Reaper?
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking a look at this.
Oh, okay. So, Steve, this is great for the podcast, by the way, you judging a figure.
As I have said before, I always try and do something visually for every podcast. Oh, what was your time limit for this?
30 minutes.
Nice, dude.
It's so, yeah, that's...
I mean, your speed painting skills, like, that's what you did. That's what you do.
That's what I did. That's how I got my job at Games Workshop.
Yeah, you paint fast.
Because they'd be like, Joe, we need 500 Riders of Rohan for a mega battle on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to be in the back room. I'd just be chain-smoking and painting.
Yeah. I mean, that's when anyone ever asks how to paint, like, they're like, how do we paint fast and or whatever. It's just like, well, learn to paint very good. That's the first step.
Yeah.
Just paint really well. Yeah. And then... just learn really fast techniques. So don't paint well, just paint fast. And then mix them together. And then you can paint both fast and good.
Well, you want to know what it is. Seriously, in all honesty, number one thing to paint fast. And here you go. Here's Giocanna's tip. Put your elbows up on the table.
Yes.
If I see you painting with, like, a brush in your hand and the figure is flat on the table and you're, like, trying to... I can't really describe it. Do you see people do that? Yeah, I see people do that all the time.
With figures flat on the table?
Yeah.
And they're... What?
Yeah. Or they have... Or at least they'll have their hand... Like... They sometimes have their hand down on the table with the figure, and sometimes they just have the figure on the table and they paint it while it's on the table, not holding it.
Wow.
I know. Tell me about it.
I've never seen anyone paint like that. Well, I guess you do. You see a lot more people painting.
I see a lot more people painting, yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. So back to the show. I think one of the big, I don't want to say loser, because it's not a loser. It's just someone who just didn't perform well this year was
Fantasy Flight.
Fantasy Flight, thank you.
I disagree. I think Netrunner is doing insanely well. I see shit tons of people leaving Netrunner.
I do see a lot of people with Netrunner. But here's the thing that kind of bothers me. They didn't put out a lot of... They didn't do, like, board games.
Well, I mean, they seem to have put all their efforts into one thing.
Steve's trying to fart right now.
No, I'm not. I'm just, like, I'm feeling physical pain from thinking about Star Wars.
It's
the X-Wing game. You could battle your X-Wings and your TIE Fighters.
They did the X-Wing game, they have the Star Wars card game, and they have the RPG out right now.
I really just want to go over there and just fucking press ham on their display cases with the fucking...
They did have the Netrunner, but Netrunner's all is a card game, too.
Yeah.
They didn't, like, do anything board game-wise, which is very disappointing.
They didn't have anything coming up.
I know, but that's just disappointing.
I mean, I see all the stuff that's coming down the pipe for all the companies, so... Yeah. I knew there wasn't going to be any board game.
I just thought it was a little too
much. I mean, they have Relic.
Yeah.
Which kind of, I mean, to be fair, if you hadn't gone to Games Day, you would never have seen.
I would never have seen Relic.
So that's, I know there was a lot of people playing Relic.
There was
only one. The RPG where you play as a guardsman. That seems awful. all right, Joe, it's time for you to go fight and die.
I think it would be fun to play as a guardsman. So, like, every turn you die and you have to roll a new guardsman.
My name is Joe. My name's Joel. My name's Job.
But anyway, it's...
Illusions, Michael.
I didn't demo the Star Wars card game because I'm like, this is like every other fucking living card game that they ever put out. So I guarantee...
Well, Netrunner's not.
Netrunner's not.
Because it's the Richard Garfield one.
That's just not my thing. You know I'm not like a card gamer that. But I
like the box card games.
I did play the X-Wing game. Not a bad game. Not for Joe, mind you. Not a game that Joe's going to be like, hey, Steve, let's play some X-Wing.
And I will knock them off the table. I mean, no. I'll have to put a glove on first so I don't physically touch them.
You're just like, no, you have to say, no,
no.
Bad Joe.
Bad. Shove the box off the dump all the components on the ground and kick the box.
Set it on fire.
That would probably happen. Throw a lit cigarette in there and be like, eat it, Joe.
It's not a bad game. In terms of what there's things I like about it, like certain mechanics that I really like about it, is instead of having a ruler for, like, you know, movement-wise, they have, like, these little cardboard cutouts, like punch-outs, that actually shape to the movement that your ship can go to. Oh, so you want to do a 90-degree turn. This is the thing you have to use, so it's, like, it eliminates a lot of that funkiness you get in space combat games, which I really liked. And I was watching it, and I played with it, and I'm like, this is so much easier than anything I've seen with a lot of games. Because a lot of times people cheat. It's like, your starship cannot make a 90-degree pivot. It just can't do that. You know, and there's a lot of things with movement-wise. The 3D mechanics work pretty nice. It's not great, but they're just like, you can't run into things. It's like everything's 3D, so you can fly over other ships and fly through them. It's kind of fun that way. The actual dice you use are like Fantasy Flight, like,
they're not real dice.
They're not real dice.
That is another huge negative.
That is a negative in the joke column. However, the reason I hate that, first off, is that it's like, it's not fucking hard to use fucking dice. I mean, I think they're 8-sided dice. It's not fucking hard to get an 8-sided die, first of all, with the pips. Secondly, if I lose one of those dice, fuck, it's all over.
Yeah, you have to buy a new set.
I have to buy a new set, yeah. Which I think is a little bullshit.
That seems terrible.
But what I do like about it...
Custom dice is okay if you do, for example, 6-siders and 3 are symbols. And you could easily just be like, okay, a 3 is this, a 4 is this, and a 5 is this, or whatever.
What I did like about it, though, is the piloting mechanics. Like, certain... You can put, like... Okay, so you have, like, 6 X-Wings.
Can you have Darth Vader fly a Y-Wing?
No, because the two different. This is Rebels and Alliance. You can't date Rebels in the.
You're telling me
the,
Darth Vader couldn't kill some fucking shitty Rebel pilot and take his Y-wing?
Well, when I first met your father, he was an excellent pilot.
Which is not accurate at all.
Flying a fucking.
Fuck.
He was a terrible pilot.
Fuck.
Yeah. But so, but they have like cool pilots. So, like, you know, like all the like Wedge Antilles comes with the X-wing expansion. So
fucking Wedge.
Yeah, Wedge and Biggs.
I don't want to talk about Star Wars anymore. Can we stop?
No, just not yet.
God
because
damn it.
Because they do have the expansions coming out, which they're an A-wing. They got a TIE interceptor, the Millennium Falcon, which is an unbelievable sculpt. Like these sculpts and the paint jobs on those ships are beautiful.
They better be for like $16 a figure.
$15 at an X-Wing, yeah, it's pretty expensive. And they have Boba Fett Slave One, so which also looks really nice. That's really the only game I really demoed. Like, I was, like intent on learning how to play this game. And if I give it a grade, I'd give it probably just a solid B. Maybe.
I give it an N for not a chance.
I give it a B. I give it maybe even a B minus, but the minus to the B is so minuscule.
Yep.
And a lot of that just has to do with A, the price point. It's a pretty expensive game.
It's really expensive.
Because it's a Lucas license, so yes, it's going to be expensive.
Extra $2 to $3 per product.
And the dice thing. The dice thing is just, that's uncalled for at this point. But they have, like, the mechanics are pretty nice.
The only exception
to
that is the Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay. It uses custom dice.
Yeah.
But the additional dice pack they sell for it is really cheap, and you get a ton of dice. So you buy the base set, which comes with a ton of dice already, and one additional pack of dice, you get to lose a bunch from it. It won't matter.
I wanted to play Relic. I wanted to demo Relic, but I just couldn't get in.
Get through the line?
It couldn't get through the line of Relic. Yeah. I played a bunch of like games that you'd be like, that game is shit because you can't fight other people.
That's true.
Yeah, that's steeper.
Asterion won role playing, by the way.
Asterion, yeah.
The artwork in the book. The book is all about the background.
But you don't have Iron Kingdoms yet.
Fair enough. I did not get to see Iron Kingdoms, but that might beat it. I haven't seen it, so yeah. Everything I was able to fucking see.
Yeah,
Asterion was the definitive winner. Their game is so, their background is so fleshed out. The book has 175 pages of background.
Ooh,
all background, and it's like the front like chunk of the book is background. The artwork is amazing. The story is really good. The attention to detail is really good, and then making your character is pretty awesome.
Speaking,
the way your characters are designed are really fucking cool.
Speaking of Kickstarter, Titanforge actually ended up making their goal, by the way.
They
tripled
it.
They did 1,500.
That's not Kickstarter. That's Indiegogo.
Whatever.
Nah. There's a big difference. Indiegogo projects never do as well as Kickstarters.
What was the thing I texted you earlier about the fucking... what I overheard?
Oh, two nerds arguing about stilts.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy who was on Chewbacca on stilts, and the guy was just like... It would be so much better if he didn't walk around without that big stick. And I'm just like, the dude's in a full homemade Chewbacca outfit on stilts. Like, hey, first of all, that's not really Chewbacca.
Totally retarded costume.
I know, but even still, just the effort to go into that. Like, you gotta give him a little bit of props. You do that one asshole who's like, he's got a fucking stick.
I would go above and beyond and just knock him over.
Yeah.
And just push one of the stilts over and be like, have a nice trip.
I was like, what a dick. Like, yeah. There's not enough punching that goes on at Gen Con.
Walking around Gen Con, like, people watching is 50% of the reason to come here.
Oh, God.
Because just being able to walk by and occasionally seeing the two guys who are like, I mean, like us. Like,
yeah,
if
we're just sitting
by
here.
Us, clearly.
Yeah.
Because
everyone's there, like, who listens to this fucking podcast?
Yeah. The rest is like, there were two guys I had. I had a pretty good one. I walked by and there's two guys like, super like top tier nerd looking dudes.
Well, there's lifers here. Like, you could tell the difference between some people who just like come here for like the cosplay and people who
general game interest.
And then the people who are fucking lifers. They're like, they're dressed as ogres.
Like that pretty sweet ass creeper costume is awesome.
No. It's like the guys who dress as ogre. Not the ogres, but the game ogres. It comes with a big fucking land tank.
It comes with a land tank, like two dudes. They're pushing the tank around. Actually, that'd be a kind of sweet costume. even though ogre's bad, and it should feel bad.
So I
walk by, and there's two dudes. Like, one dude is like mega fat, and one dude is mega thin. So they're like... They're like caricature Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, I was going to say Siskel and Ebert.
No,
but...
no, caricature Laurel and Hardy. And one of them's like, well, I mean, he was playing a paladin, so I can see the reasoning for his attack. And the other one goes like, but paladins should never act that way. They should be more honorable than that. I can't see why you justify that and not take away his paladin abilities.
But that's what...
I was like, that's fucking awesome. I want to just walk around and record just so I can get stuff like that, and I'd have infinite time to just put out sound bites. Yeah.
It's like, well, that's when you're talking about 4th edition. I'm talking about Pathfinder.
Yeah, or,
I'm talking 2.5.
Yeah. Oh, I saw some really good AD&D stuff for like sale for cheap, and I was thinking about picking it up.
Yeah, there's some stuff. They have Osric stuff too, and then the Hackmaster dudes are around.
I saw down in the store downstairs. They have that auction room.
Oh, and I forgot. I played a game from Charlie's friend has a game company.
Oh yeah.
Called Travesty Games.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of games, and they have a game called Death Fear.
Death Fear.
Death Fear. It's great. It's got a fabric board. So it rolls up fabric board, and it's a dungeon.
Yeah.
All the characters start in the center, and your goal is to get to these crypts and collect 6 pieces of the demon.
Okay.
And then when you turn into the demon, you have 3 turns to kill all the players. When you kill a player, you buy yourself 3 more turns.
Oh.
And you just slay everybody. And it comes with a DVD. And the DVD, if you ever play Atmosphere, the DVD's a narrator dude who's like dressed as a crypt guy, and he's like, you should probably turn back. And he's like, I played it. It's out of control. It's a snap buy. It's $40. It comes in a handmade wooden box.
Oh, that's nice.
The components are amazing. I figured when I was playing it, I'm like, this is $75.
Yeah.
Just looking at the components, this is $75. And they're like, oh, it's $40. I'm like, what? snap buy. That was Death Fear.
Death Fear.
Everyone should buy it. It's from Travesty Games.
I was down in. I spent a lot of time in line this morning for the auction house here.
That place is kind of chill to just go in and sit.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, they have. What's nice is they've actually separated out, like they say, like, okay, during these hours, we're selling this shit. So, like, during the hours of, like, 3 to 4, we're selling all mini games. And so, like, you know, like, oh, they're doing mini games now, I should go and get the mini game. Or, like, this morning they were doing board games, but the way they do the shop is, like, anything that doesn't sell at the auction goes into the shop. And then they say, like, okay, if it doesn't sell on, if it's still here on Friday, this is how much it costs. If it's here on, or Thursday, this is how much it costs. Friday, this is how much it costs. Saturday, this is how much. And it decreases and goes down. Well, this morning, you know, of course, Saturday is the last day that's open. It was the lowest price. So the line, I was here in line about 8:15, and the place opened at 9. I was like one of the first people in line, but the line was like down the hall.
Yeah.
And it was like.
It was like the will call line.
Yeah. And I went in, and I was like, and of course some people tried to sneak in and they were being dicks, and I was like, you're an awful person. I hope you get your corpse gifts right.
Why were they being dicks?
Because they snuck in. They went in late in line.
Oh, I see.
And I was like, I hope your corpse gets raped by monkeys, you know?
I mean, it shouldn't be their corpse, because they wouldn't feel that.
Well, that would mean they're dead, so that would like make me feel better.
Oh, the part of the dead and their corpse being...
being sodomized.
What was it?
Defiled.
Desecrated, defiled? Yeah. All right, very good, very good.
Yeah, but you should see people, like, there was all of this fucking war machine and horror stuff, and they were like, war machine, war machine, war machine. Like, fucking, like, going for it. Like, they were literally, it looked like a cartoon cloud, like, and there was just...
And there's the fists and the stars.
Yeah.
And like, then one guy would pop out of the cloud, and he'd, like, maybe have something,
and he'd have, like,
scuttle off.
Like, a scored tight knee.
And scuttle off. I got an arm.
It's like the prices weren't bad. I mean, it was like I got a couple things. I got just the old witch and scrapjack I got for like $10. So I was like, oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
But they did have their like the entire Ravenloft set, like just like
the Ralph Partha stuff.
Just everything for Ravenloft.
Really?
So I was like, I kind of want to buy this, but I just
you'll never use it.
I never use it, exactly.
You'll never use it in
no, I never would.
Years.
I would give it to you, Steve.
And then I would be like, I already sold all this stuff before. Sell it again.
No, we're going to play Ravenloft.
No, Ravenloft is awful.
No, it's not. It's fun.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's
really,
fun.
It's actually really stupid.
Well, stupid and bad is a different thing.
It's awful and stupid.
I think it's fun.
I mean,
but anyway,
you think it's fun because it looks fun.
Well, I played Ravenloft before. I never played Ravenloft in AD&D.
Okay.
I played Ravenloft when it was for the D20 system.
Okay. AD&D was actually slightly better, but whatever.
And I enjoyed it, regardless of the fact.
I'm exaggerating a bit. Ravenloft is okay. Ravenloft is not so much bad as it is very, very narrow.
Yeah.
You can only do so much.
You can.
Because everything is cut off by the fog, and the DM's just like, well, you can't leave until you solve this puzzle, so there's no exploration or any of the things that make role-playing games cool.
You know, I mean, I would like that a little bit more, because it does narrow.
Amazing for scenario play, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, for scenario
play. Yeah, for scenario play, it's great. I mean, almost any role-playing game is great for scenario play, because it's a restricted, this is what you got to do. Get it done.
Some things I was a little disappointed in this year. There's not a lot of like just general retailing in the hall.
There were a lot of booth girls.
There were a lot of booth girls, which made me feel awkward. I don't like it. I don't like booth girls
because they're far too attractive.
No, because they never really get really attractive girls. Like, they're just.
I don't know. I saw one of them. You know what? Actually, her tits might have just completely distracted me from everything else.
It probably. That's the thing. Is like, there's always just like they just kind of.
I'll have to reflect upon this.
Reflect upon it.
Reflect upon.
You go back downstairs, you stare at her face.
Yeah, just be like,
and she's like, what are you doing? And you're like,
grab my chin and lean in real close and squint.
And you just look at her, and you go, 6'5". And then you leave. And she's like, what? What? What was that?
I'll count her as a D6.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the darker side of the convention, which is cosplay.
There was a massive amount of people in costumes
this
year.
Really was
way more than normal.
Yeah, I just don't know how I feel. Okay, let me put it this way. There's a sign downstairs for this like genre con, whatever they're calling it. I don't know if you
genre
did you see it. It's like
no.
You know, we explain all four of the genres, and I'm like, four genres. Explain how?
Isn't there fantasy and sci-fi?
Well, there's fantasy, sci-fi, horror, and action. And I'm like, wait, action's not a genre. First of all,
what the hell is action?
That's exactly what I said. Action generally takes place in one of the other three genres.
Yeah, action is something you do. It's not
action horror, action sci-fi, action fantasy, whatever. Yeah. But whatever. So, but
how do you dress an action costume?
That's what I
mean, maybe if,
you're John McClane.
Maybe it's costumes that have like integrated stuff happening. So like you're in a robot costume and there's missiles, but the missiles look like they're firing.
Action missiles?
Action missiles, obviously.
But anyway,
so you're like, I built a robot costume with action missiles.
On the side, it was like all the great things about cons that said like celebrity panels, cosplay. I'm like, okay, I'm
doing the Hentai Cafe tonight.
You. And so I was like, oh, okay, excellent, that's fine. And then it said like, D20 Nerdcore. I'm like, what? Wait, hold on a second. What is D20? It's just like saying things. D20. It's like, yes, I know what a D20 is. I'm aware of these things. And then, but nerd. I'm like, what the hell is Nerdcore?
Oh,
are these like people like who are really like hardcore nerds? Like
Nerdcore is nerd rap.
Nerd what?
Nerd rap.
Rap? Like they rap?
Like if you were like imagine a hardcore gangster rapper,
he is rapping about
D&D. Like, I got my sword at my side, and I'm ready to ride.
Is it a real thing? Are you fucking with me right now?
It's a real thing.
I want to punch someone who's doing that.
Yeah.
Like, just like, no! Only people who are allowed to sing about nerdy things are Led Zeppelin.
You know, you should probably try and hit the Hentai Cafe.
No.
Do you know what it is? You know what it is?
I'm sure it smells awful.
But do you know what it is?
It's probably a cafe that's got tentacles.
Sort of. However, at 10 o'clock, there's an overdub. So they have some hentai going in the background, and you walk up, and it's like a karaoke bar, and you dub the hentai.
Could we do it together?
So I'll just be I'm sure. I'll be like, your resistance only makes my penis harder.
Oh, Steve song.
Why are we so sticky?
It'll be
Steve
awesome.
San, you smell like Taco Bell.
You smell of grease and sinful ghosts.
My ancestors would be ashamed.
Ancestors be praised, I have climaxed.
Yeah, that would be great.
I feel like less of a person.
Bad.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Level.
It'd probably be great just to get out of my fucking expensive ass hotel room while the motorcycle rally's going.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
And then while the terrible band is playing a Steve Miller tribute.
Oh, Steve Miller, that's awful. Fuck.
But yeah, it's like the cosplay here is actually pretty good. Like it's better than
that creeper costume was awesome.
There are just some like it's I don't get like dressing up as like. Like what's your costume? I'm steampunk.
I'm steampunk.
are you the physical manifestation of steampunk?
You know, they could if their costume was made of top hats and gears.
Top hats.
Just like top hats and gears. And he's walking around, he's like, oh, and goggles. Top hats, gears, and goggles. And it's just all
he has a mustache, a big mustache.
Made of top hats. And he's just like, he's walking around, he's like, I'm steampunk.
It's like, is that a costume?
Steampunk is over. It's been over.
It's done.
It's been over.
It's been over.
It's been over for like four or five years. And people are still just
I was
like,
explaining this to Kevin, the guy from Planet Arbitrary. And he was like, he was talking about steampunk. He was like, we need to make this steampunk. People like steampunk, right? And I said, well, Hollywood likes steampunk, but when Hollywood gloms onto something, it usually means it's over.
Infinite furries.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Infinite.
Here. You know what? It depends on like what you classify that as. Because I've only
I saw like a gaggle of fursuiters.
I've only seen like three or four like full on the fursuiters. I've seen a lot of people with the stupid ass, you know. Just walk by some stupid ass tails.
Yeah, as we were mentioning, yeah. Two people with like animal parts walk by.
But does that make them furry?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't know.
They're demi furry.
Yeah, it's possible.
Like half orcs.
Let's classify them as dangerously furry.
Dangerously furry.
Yes. But no, I saw like a cluster of like 15 dudes in the full fursuits.
Yeah, that's I saw like three or four.
Nikki texted me and she's like, oh, did you hug them? And I'm like, God no, I didn't want to catch an STD from their no doubt cum riddled fur.
Cum riddled. It's terrible.
I mean, it's gonna be. Awful. It's accurate. I'm sure it's crunchy. I'm sure you like if you brush your hand on the fur in their suit, it's just like.
if you CSI him, it's just there's one giant glow spot.
Just a purple glow.
And once again, me and Steve were too late to get into True Dungeon.
Yeah, we were too late to get into True Dungeon before we got here.
Yeah, it's like I just want to do it really bad one year.
You know, I have a feeling because I've built it up so much, by the time I actually get in there, it's going to be awful.
It's like an old haunted house, right? You're like...
And maybe Will, I'll see, like, Will Wheaton, and he'll be like, hello, Will Wheaton, don't touch me.
I saw him on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he tell you not to touch him?
No, I didn't say anything to him. Oh. I almost killed Felicia Day 2 years ago, so...
Like, elbowed her in the face or something?
Pretty much. Like, I was, like, I'm not a small guy. I'm not a big guy. I'm not one of those guys who, you know, fat guys with backpacks, as I like to call it.
Fat backs?
Fat backs. I mean, I'm 6 foot. I'm 220. I'm a big guy. And Felicia Day is like 4'3" and probably weighs no more than 30 pounds. And so it's like I'm walking down the. I'm like, dum, dum, dum. I'm like, micro.
I make holes in teeth.
Like a war machine. And I just happened to like turn the corner and she like literally like hits into my chest and I'm like, I barely even felt it. I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. And he walks away. I'm like, what?
I just physically accosted a minor celebrity.
I accosted someone who someone might think is famous.
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. However, I didn't see Nichelle Nichols.
Did you clothesline Nichelle Nichols?
She would have took me down.
She probably would have kicked the shit out of you. She'd have like caught your arm and be like, what do you think you're doing? And just flip you over and just bummel you. And security would come to like arrest you and she'd be like, no. He's paid. He's paid enough. And you're just on the ground bleeding.
It was worth it. Star Trek Catan came out, by the way.
I like Star Trek Catan. Target exclusive, my ass.
It looks cool.
I will piss into every box of Star Trek Catan I see. I will go to Target and tear open the packaging and just pee on it and run off.
Here's my problem with it. And my problem with it, you only play as Federation.
My problem with it is that it is a Target exclusive.
Yeah.
Why do you give what should be a great hobby store game to a big box store that gives no fucks about gamers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's the thing is, like, you go on, like one of the boards I like going on to, it's not like a board that I go on to and, like, participate in, but I subscribe to the gaming, our gaming on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And they're like, look what we found at Target. And I'm just like, what's the fucking matter what you find at Target? It's fucking Target. It's not like you're supporting your local game store.
Yeah, you can't. If you want to buy Star Trek Catan, you cannot support your local game store.
Well, you could buy it here.
But you shouldn't be buying it. You shouldn't be buying it anyway because A, it's supporting Mayfair Games, who are miserable. B, it's supporting Catan, which is also miserable. And C, it's supporting Target, which is another miserable thing. Triple miserable. Three M's.
I like Catan. I like Star Trek.
I didn't say Star Trek was miserable. Obviously, Star Trek's great.
Well, I was like, why is this the only the Federation ship? Why can't I get some Klingons in this motherfucker?
Well, you know, there's a clicky game.
Yeah, there is.
And it looks to be just Federation versus Klingons.
Yes, it is.
That's kind of. I was looking at it because I saw the figures and I was like, that looks pretty cool. I might buy into that. And like, I look and like everyone's playing Federation and Klingons. I'm like, there's nothing else with Federation and Klingons. Is there?
You mean like, what else would you play? You get to play you really want to play Ferengi?
Well, I mean like Ferengi, Gorn, Borg. Like,
well, I mean, well, first of all, the Borg would just be ridiculous. They would just show up and be like, we are the Borg. Everything explodes.
I mean, it'd have to be like spheres or something.
Yeah, unless Picard is there, then you get to play the Picard card. You're like, he was Locutus. And then just,
I am Locutus of Borg. Yeah. I am Borg.
I am Borg. Some Daft Punk Borg music. Yeah. But so far.
Oh, and you've heard Gangnam Style, right?
What?
Gangnam Style? Is it song of Gen Con?
Oh, no. Is it a real thing?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it dubstep?
It's blasting up the YouTube charts. It's currently the 8th most viewed video on YouTube.
Is it really?
And it came out like 2 weeks ago.
what is it like?
It is a South Korean music video.
Yeah.
By a guy named Psy, P-S-Y.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and it's the theme of Gen Con.
I mean, I declared it.
Oh, you declared it.
Yeah,
okay.
And I put it on the internets everywhere, and apparently, like, the views are going up, and it's spreading like wildfire.
Okay, yeah, I saw you put that up there. But generally, like, a lot of things I see that you put up, and it's like, this is from Korea, and I'm just like, meow, click.
You really should watch it. It's,
okay, I'll give it a watch.
It's incredible.
Because, you know, I'm how I am. I'm afraid
You're
of most of the things.
Racist.
Yeah, I'm afraid of most things you post on the Facebook.
All right, so
it seems fair.
We got some time.
Oh, I thought we were at like an hour.
We should make this a mega cast anyway.
Mega cast. I mean, like, what else are we gonna talk about?
I think there's a few more things.
What else do you want to talk? Did you see any card game stuff? We haven't talked about card games.
I mean, there's only two.
I bought Rise of Ascarian or whatever it's called, Magic Deck Protector. I thought it was Rise of something or other. Rise. It was a magic card.
Rise of the Eldrazi.
Yeah, Rise of the Eldrazi magic card. I only bought it because I needed a card binder, and it was like $2. So I was like,
"Yeah,
I need that."
That seems fair.
Because I'm doing that for War Machine. I'm putting all the cards in that.
As far as the CCGs go, there's only two: Yu-Gi-Oh and Magic.
Yeah.
I don't really play either.
What about Pokemon with the Pokies and the Mons? And the
Pokemons. I don't think Pokemans is here.
Did you bring my foil Mewtwo, which I asked you to bring?
No, but you know, at Yu-Gi-Oh, at the Yu-Gi-Oh booth, there's a thing you can take a picture with like a star background, and they make a token for you.
Yeah.
And Charles took one.
Yeah.
It might be the single greatest picture ever taken by a human being. He's just like,
you can't see that on the podcast.
The smile,
by the way.
I said visual references on the podcast. Okay. The smile he puts, I will try and get a good copy of it and get it to you in time for you to use it as the logo for this cast. It's so good.
Yeah, and that's the bad thing is, like, for me, like, I don't do a lot of, like, you know me, I'm a painter. I like painting, I like collecting, I like playing. So, like, there's, like, a lot of shit that goes on at Gen Con late at night that I don't normally do, because it's like, I ran into a friend from, you know, college, and he was telling me he was playing a werewolf game where he just like sat in a room and talked to people to figure out who was the werewolf.
Oh yeah, that's Are You a Werewolf?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
Are You a Werewolf?
It's really stupid.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
It's really stupid.
That's what you say, but I'm sure some people have fun playing it.
That's fine. People can have fun doing things I don't like.
People love heavy gear.
People can definitely have fun doing things I don't like, but I'm still going to belittle them for it.
Talk about, I read through the Bolt Action Rules, which is a Gragnard World War II game. Love it. Can't wait to play it.
Who you're going to play it with?
Timmy Lyson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only person who doesn't
I don't care. I'm going to play a game with Tim Lyson. You know what that makes me?
It'll be awesome if he stomps you.
Better than 90% of the population. You know why? Because Tim Lyson, he don't play games with people.
It'll be awesome when he stomps you.
He would.
He's just going to destroy you.
He'll destroy me because he's a better player and he's a better painter. So it's like, as I say, it's not who wins or loses. It's who's got the better painted army. And guess who's got a better painted army?
Tim.
Not Joe. Yeah,
not you.
Yeah. Exactly. But the rules are really nice. It's platoon level, very 40K-ish, but it's still pretty fun to play.
I saw the figures on the Tabletop Gaming News. They look all right.
The figures aren't great. I'm sure there's
That's why I just said they look all right.
I wish there was a company that put out better like World War II figures. Like, made them like action-y instead of like... They always make the guns look really, really tiny.
Yeah. Most of the ones that I see in the best poses are not for actual historical. They're always like a weird,
yeah, like Chronoscape or something like
weird
that.
Weird war or some other random shit.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to do like a very Stalingrad Soviet army. So that's what I want to do.
You should use Kador.
You should just use my Kador. this is my my T-74 tank, sir. That's a Juggernaut.
Like, nope.
Nope. It's a Colossus.
the behemoth. That thing is insane. Yeah. So I played in that War Machine tournament.
Oh, yeah. Tournament-wise.
Holy shit. The metagame, like, everyone's like, the metagame is now Colossals. And I'm like, all right, sure, obviously. There was a dude who had two Stormwalls, which is the Signar Colossal, and two Stormballs. which is their battle engine.
Yeah.
His 50-point army was like six models.
Yeah.
And then at every table, there was 1, 2, 3, 2, 4 Colossals on every table.
That would be 1 to 4 Colossals instead of 1 to 2 to 2 to 3 to 3 to 4.
Well, depending on what I was doing it in my head based on which side was using it.
Yeah.
Because no one's using three.
Yeah.
But some people are using 2, some people are using 1. I played against one army that had none.
Yeah.
I didn't use any.
Yeah.
Because mine's not out. And the guy I played, his wasn't out.
Yeah.
It's insane. There are so many fucking Colossals, and it's ridiculous.
Has it ruined the game, Steve?
No, it's actually making it pretty awesome.
Yeah?
It sped up the game, because now so many points people's armies are in one model. The model's really good, so you have incentive to use it. Yeah. But game's finish.
Yeah.
Games now just finish.
It's,
because
it's not overly expensive. It's only, like, what, 160 bones?
Yeah, I mean... It's your release for the year, for your army, for your into the entire year. It's your release.
Yeah.
Like, you need to spend $160 for that.
Yeah.
Seems fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's kind of cool. I mean, I'm not...
They're really awesome. They're good in the game. They're not overpowered. People are, like, they thought they were. They're really not. They're just very good.
Yeah.
You need to be aware of them. It's more like... It's more... Because a war machine works off of a metagame.
Yeah.
It's more of, like, you need to be aware of what's happening rather than just take this random pile and play.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
It's going to be like that until someone... Of course, like, it's just the way every metagame works. It's going to be with the Colossals until people realize that you could beat the Colossals using this way.
Yeah, it's just tailing your army.
Yeah.
You tail your army. You'll still probably... You see the Colossus in use, but I guarantee you will not see the double Colossalists, because that's too much. Once people figure out how to, because you're not going to counter a Colossal like that, like with snap your fingers, because they have so many hit points. But you can like play against them.
I still have yet to read the Colossals rules. I haven't picked them up yet. They just came out last month.
They're giant warjacks, so they function like warjacks, but they have Pathfinder, so they ignore terrain. They can never be moved in any way except when it's their activation. Period. So if you have a spell that places a model or lets a model advance or anything like that, you can't do it.
Yeah, so it's only during their activation.
Only during their activation. Yeah. So if you have something like telekinesis, which was a really powerful ability, because you could, like, I could say you have a behemoth, I turn your behemoth around and then charge in the rear. Amazing.
You
amazing
love
spell.
To charge in the rear.
Obviously, because I get boosted attacks. I always get boosted attacks from the rear. But you can't do that to a Colossal. You just can't move it. So, like, that's a huge change. Their power attacks are stronger because they're big. It's really good. I think it's a great move for the game, and obviously doing extremely well because every Privateer event sold out.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah. And you skipped the Dark Age one.
No, I did. I played... There were 3 Dark Age events I played in.
Oh.
I skipped one of them that I slept through. I played through the other one. Really fun. Dark Age is really, really weird because there's a group of guys from Jersey. There's a group of guys from Georgia.
Yeah.
And then there were like 2 randos who played. And then me, counting I'd be the 3rd rando. The guys from Jersey all played the same list. The guys from Georgia all played the same list. And then the 2 guys, the randos, were playing different lists, same factions. There were only 2 factions in the tournament.
Ooh.
And I was like, what the hell is this? And apparently, that's kind of how it goes for that game. Because the Jersey guys, they'll come up with a list, and then they'll play the list, and the other dudes will try different armies against that list. And then they'll keep playing it and keep playing it, and then they will all roll out with the list they've decided.
Are they fist bumping throughout the entire?
Hey!
Oh hey! Oh, oh
yo! Slow
with
down!
With
slow
the Dark
down.
Age and the shit, the rolling.
It was really cool, really fun. Great game. super fun. I really like that game. It's an awesome skirmish game. It's the best skirmish game I've played. It's certainly better
it's
than...
It's shit, Steve! It's shit!
It's certainly better than fucking Malifaux. Just fucking... Just miserable.
I want to give it a try. I mean, I'm not going... I shouldn't say I'm going to give it. I want to give it a try. I would like to give it a try, but if Dystopian Wars 28mm comes out within the next year, I'm going to be like, take my monies!
Shut up and take my money!
It's so good looking.
Fair.
It's so good.
I actually dropped about $400 at the Dark Age booth.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oy. I've spent, I think, all of like $30.
Well, I can't because I knew there was one model releasing at Gen Con. I was like, oh, yeah, that's really sweet. I want that model. And then I came there, and they're like, oh, and by the way, all of this is releasing. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll take it all.
I guess I'll take it all. Actually, you know what's actually a fun thing that I did see on the floor that I was kind of happy to see? There was a lot of kids' games. Like, that I haven't seen in years before.
See that. I hate children.
Well, I know you do. But anyway, I have a child, and me and the wife were looking at a bunch of stuff. A lot of fun looking little...
Just make her play Ticket to Ride.
Yeah, make her play Ticket. It's pretty much a kid game.
Or Settlers of Catan.
Or Settlers of Catan. Or...
Still want to read the dice.
Yeah, still... No, Settlers of Catan is fun. But yeah, it was, there was a lot of fun games. There was a couple like Tanagram style games where it's like, okay, you get these little trucks and then you put these pieces in the trucks and yay, you win! Yay! I like that. That's great for a kid.
I think you like it because you're just a giant child.
I get to win. I'm like, I won!
I win again! Eat it, you little bastards! Slap the kids.
You know what else I'm very happy to see? There wasn't a lot of Etsy shit this year. Like people like with their like fucking like, oh, here's my homemade.
Yeah,
know.
There was,
but there's not like in the past. There's been a lot.
The people who were here in like at the Etsy level, they were all great.
Yeah,
everybody who brought.
That's what I'm saying. There's
really
like
good.
There's in the past. There's been a lot of Etsy
a lot of toilet
shit. A lot of toilet shit.
Because there's dudes doing leather stuff. Their leather work's really good.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I need a man purse, but I don't want it to be too expensive. I looked at the leather bag. I was like, how much is that bag? And she's like, $300. I'm like, fuck. I'm not buying that. It's
actually
awesome, but I'm not buying
there
that.
There was a guy who had homemade kilts that look pretty nice.
There's a million dudes in kilts.
Yeah, but
what is it with nerds in kilts? I don't get
fucking,
it.
Fucking, well, it's because A, it cools down because when you're a fat guy, you know, you get the heat.
Most of the dudes I saw in kilts, not fat guys.
Also, the people who do that are pretty lame. I'm just gonna put that out there. A lot of times they're wearing utility kilts.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. I saw that at the guy on their ass.
That's the worst.
I don't even get it.
Because it's not a kilt. You just, at that point...
It's a dress.
It's with pockets.
I mean, they're all skirts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I like a kilt. Don't get me wrong. I like the free flow. I like the air going in. I do. Yeah. Hey, you get some circulation. It's all nice. Trust me. You'd wear it, you'd be like, this is free.
I would never wear a kilt. But I would wear a muumuu first. I wouldn't want to look like a weirdo.
You should give it a try.
Moo-moo?
No, well, both, actually.
I could wear a moo-moo and a kilt.
Kilt.
I'll tuck my moo-moo into the kilt.
Yeah. But as I say, I
don't wear shorts. I wear nothing but pants.
Yeah, you don't wear shorts. Nope. I like the shorts.
Pants.
Yeah.
All pants. All the time.
But anyway, but I like, but the problem is like the utility kilt thing is just like, well, you know, if you're going to do it right. That's my thing. That's my way of looking at it.
I think you should just not do it.
Well, that's just your opinion, sir. And as we have stated, your opinion is usually not correct. Thank you.
You can't have a wrong opinion.
You can't? No.
It's impossible.
I think you have a wrong opinion. What if I said I like heavy gear?
I would say you like a game that's really bad, but you can still like it. Like you're like saying you like something bad doesn't.
I apologize once again for the coughing. I'm still reeling from
saying you like it doesn't make it good, nor does it make me saying it's bad make it bad. It's just actually bad.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was the coughing was bad during the speed painting because I'm just like I'm just like
Harmony.
Yeah. So you like painting these figures, huh?
I sure do, sugar.
Oh God, let me get something off my chest about the speed painting thing. If you've won speed painting in the past, don't go up to the speed painting table and go, you know, I've won this in the past. Because that's happened to me 3 times today. And each time I've been like, that's nice.
People suck, man.
They really do. And there's the guy that wins, and he's like this guy. And I'm not gonna demean him because you could say a lot about him. That because he acts a very specific way. But he won with his thing, and then he's going to people going, look at my model, look at my model, look at my model. And I'm just like, no one cares about your model. Like, I'm like the type of guy that I'm like, thank you, yes, I've won, I get my model, and I walk away, and the people are like, wait, I want to see it, and I'm like, oh, well, here it is, you know, like, and I walk away.
I would be like, no, and throw it away.
I'm very humble in my winning, because I don't want to be like the type of like, I am the greatest, because that's, like...
You can only say you're the greatest if you actually are.
Yeah.
And if you swept at the Golden Demon, you would have bragging rights for forever, so why don't you just do that?
I want to win that, just so I can see you go...
Anything you win, I will give you. I will say,
Forge World.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't win the Forge World category.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? What about Open? You didn't even win Open. You didn't even enter Duel.
You didn't enter Staff.
You suck.
Staff doesn't exist anymore.
Get out of there.
Yeah, I'd have to win, like, I'd have to sweep, and then I'd have to go to, like, what? Get up with France.
Actually, if you want a silver in France, I would give it. I would give you maximum respect. If you want a silver in France, I would assume you could sweep in America.
Yeah, pretty much. Probably could.
Because they can actually paint.
Yeah. But yeah, that was this guy. Like literally, like it was.
Look at my model. Look at my model.
Look at my model. I was sitting next to this girl. And first of all, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me, because it's like every time that the speed painting happens, like the seat, the last seat, is always the one right next to me. So it's like I always feel like, what the fuck's wrong with me? Why do people want to sit next to me?
Because he's a weird looking,
guy. I trimmed the beard.
The weird look, the smell, the nervous tics,
the coughing,
the fact that you're always twirling that knife in your hand.
I'm like, as I'm painting the model, I'm like twisting a coin in my other hand. Yeah. You're like, how is he doing? It's just creepy.
Are you flicking the butterfly knife? Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't want to sit next to that guy. He might stab me.
That guy looks dangerous.
Yeah, he looks
I want to
dangerous.
Be his friend.
Maybe he'll get some little guy and be like, help me, burly protector.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm sitting there, and this girl's like, oh, you know, it's like, I'm sitting there, I got my headphones in, you know, I'm listening to some music while I'm doing it. And this girl's next to me, she's like, oh, so, you know, have you done this before? I'm like, oh, yeah, I've done this a couple times. This is like one of the events I really like to do. And she's like, well, this person on the other side of me, they've won before. And I'm like, that's nice. And the person just, and it's like, the person's like, yeah, I'm totally fucking, I've won this shit before, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, throughout the entire time, he's sitting next to me and he's going like, oh, my fucking paint, this fucking paint's terrible, fuck this paint, you know? Like, dude, you know, it's like, just chill the fuck out.
People tilt about too much.
They really do.
They just put too much stuff in. And then, like, the other thing, too, is weird is, like, I mean, I've dropped from the tournaments I played in because there's no chance to win. I'm like, like, the dude I was playing against, like, thought I was, like, super tilting. He was like, are you all right, man? Like, you really pissed? I'm like, no. Like, I want to go to the convention and do things.
I don't want, like, if I'm losing, I'm losing. It's like,
yeah, it's not a big deal. Like, that's like, a lot of people, I guess because I come, the most tournament play I've done has been Magic. I played a ton of War Machine or Warhammer tournaments.
Yeah.
I've played infinitely more Magic tournaments. And in Magic tournaments, like, dropping is a normal part of the tournament. Like, if you lose your first two rounds, there's no chance for you to win in any possible way. So you drop. You leave. You just exit the tournament. And I treat miniatures game tournaments the same way.
Yeah.
Unless I've traveled far specifically to only do that tournament.
Have you traveled far and wide or just traveled far?
Traveling far and wide would be really annoying because you'd have to go, like, all the way to, like, Cali and then up to Seattle, like, in an asinine way, and then back to, like, the soda and then come down to Illinois.
Yeah.
That's so awful. I would never do that.
You would never do that. What if you traveled just wide?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. But unless I traveled specifically for the event and only that event. So obviously this is Gen Con. There's a miniatures tournament. Yeah, I could play or I could leave and go to fucking Gen Con.
Yeah.
But if I went to, say, like Madison or Minnesota for like a War Machine tournament, I would probably play all rounds.
Yeah, because you actually made the effort and went up.
Yeah. And if I dropped, it's not like I'm going to be able to go and do a million other things.
I'm going to tilt about one last thing, get angry about one last thing. If you are a nerd and you go to a convention, don't wear a Big Bang shirt. If I see Bazinga...
There's so many fucking people. How do people like that show?
What I want to know is, more than that, you know that show is making fun of you.
Also, ladies, please put some clothes on, and you know who I'm talking to.
No, ladies, leave those clothes off. No, but I mean, like...
You.
yeah. But I'm just like, it's like, you know that, like, the people on that show are single-handedly making fun of you, the person who's wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, please, just take a second and look at, like, the bigger picture here.
I mean, that and the show is fucking awful, like, on top of it. Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's just a bad show.
Oh, you know who else I saw at the show?
Will Wheaton?
I did see Will Wheaton. I saw Joe Crown.
Joe Crown. I also saw Joe Crown. I ran into Cliff as well.
You said Cliff's here?
Yeah.
I didn't know Cliff was here.
He's gone.
Oh.
I saw him outside in front of Champions. Yeah. He's like, he rolled up and was like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, hey, it's Cliff, what's up? And then he wandered off. He came down for a day. He bought fucking Forge World. He came down to Gen Con and bought Forge World. I was like, Cliff, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. Yeah, well, I saw the Delanois. Dungeons of Delanois. Oh,
Dungeons of Delanois. My character class is Delanois, and my race, Bendis.
My race is Dan. My character, Delanois. What are you going to cast?
He uses the mighty sword as Scalabendis.
That's Scalabendis. What are you going to cast? I'm going to cast Delanois.
Magic Delanois.
Two damage. It's a wonderful LARP. God, I hope that joke is funny to other people besides.
I don't even care.
At this point, the Delanois
joke. Does not matter. Don't care.
Does not matter. Yeah, but so for me, I think we could wrap it up.
Yeah,
we're a little bit over. For me, the big Gen Con, it's Gen Con. I'm not gonna. It's the most fun convention I go to throughout the year. There's nothing better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a pretty piss poor time, but even having a pretty piss poor time, still having a great time in the grand scheme.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a piss poor time, but I'm still having a better time than they did at Chicago Comic Con.
You went to Chicago Comic Con?
Yeah.
You've got no one to blame for that but yourself.
You know, when you've been going 13 years, like at this point, it's just like
you can't go out of habit. You can't.
I know. I've been saying it to people.
That was a pretty great noise.
But anyway. Overall, the one thing I'm excited about is I did win first place for Machines of War in the painting competition.
You know what? I did not actually... I saw your model, and I was like, oh, I've seen that model before. It's pretty good. But I forgot to look at your competition so I could belittle you about it. Damn it. I'd be like, oh, I saw the model you beat, Joe. It looked like it was painted by a Riri.
However, large model, I didn't place in large model.
Your swordsman came in fourth.
They did. They came in fourth. But the large model, the fucking large model, once again, I got beaten by a model that's
obviously... Was it a spawn?
No. It was a line of Allahan, a single, like, fucking confrontation figure that's obviously not a large model.
I really wish it was a spooky-ass spawn.
I really wish it was, too. Actually, the guy who did place, he did a really cool bust of a German Nazi officer. It was pretty nice.
Klaus.
His name was Klaus. Klaus von Clausewitz. Baron von Kissalot.
That's pretty great.
But no, yeah, that was great. And mini-wise, I am so excited for fucking Dystopian Wars 28mm. Just looking at the tanks. It's like the tanks from the game. Just blown up 28mm size.
So they're like the boxes.
Yeah. It's so cool. Sure. Yeah. What are you most excited about? What is something that you... What's the best part about Gen Con for you this year?
Actually, it's been Dark Age.
Dark Age.
The release was a super big surprise. I didn't know so many models were coming out. It's an additional... The way the game works is every army has, like, sub-factions.
Yeah.
So my army is Scarred, and they have sub-factions. The Toxic Cult, the Blood Cult, and then they just added the new one called the Cult of Metamorphosis.
Yeah.
And they released the entire Cult of Metamorphosis army. Yeah.
And you had a lot of fun with that.
I bought all of them.
You bought all of them.
All of them.
And then
they released the core. They released another army as well.
I got the Privateer Press exclusives online.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I ended up buying them. Because I was just like, because you texted me, you're like, no, this ain't happening.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Gone.
Yeah. Which kind of blows my mind that
they sold out super fast.
Yeah.
But you apparently know, they had like 600 of each.
Damn. I don't matter.
I assume they'd be like, well, 600 of each should be enough. Apparently not. Nope. Not at all. It was out. They were sold out on Thursday.
So I haven't really. There's not a shit ton of new games.
I might be doing some Pathfinder later.
Ooh. Are you actually gonna find some paths?
I might. We'll see.
Paths and finds.
I don't know. I don't really feel too hot. Like I said, I have that terrible nightmarish diarrhea.
Yeah.
I actually had to poop in the exhibit hall bathroom, which was one of the worst experiences of my life. Because normally when I'm here, I walk all the way to the attached hotel.
Yeah.
And go to the distant bathroom.
Yeah.
Because very few nerds will make that trek.
Yeah.
But I treat it like a holy sojourn. You know, I'm walking, the wind is blowing. And there's like sand in my face. I'm like parched. I'm like, I need to find water. And like people are walking by and I'm brushing past them. Like,
oh. Someone's like, let the ring bearer decide.
And like occasionally I stop and like catch my breath, try to not die. And then when I finally reach the destination, the glorious golden bathroom, there's nothing. It's pristine because nobody uses it. So I go there.
You're like, this isn't a bathroom. It's a tomb. Yeah, like a fucking cave troll.
That's generally where I go, which is awesome. But I had to go to the exhibit hall bathroom, which is probably the worst bathroom at this convention. And it was terrible. The stall was super narrow, as if it was made for a child. The toilet seat, I spent at least 15 minutes cleaning it, and I have to shit immensely while I'm cleaning this toilet seat. I sit down, and you're sitting down, and all you hear to your right is and to your left is and it's nonstop. As soon as the doors open and the dude leaves, Someone else comes in, doors closed, and it just... And the smell, unbelievable.
I'm going to cut all this, by the way. I'm going
to unbelievable. No, talking about con bathrooms is important. People need to know.
People need to know. I think I'm just going to put, like, blanks. I'm going to bleep it, like, for most. I don't want people throwing up on the Listen to Our Guys podcast.
That would be awesome. It would be awesome if someone actually, like, wrote us an angry email because they threw up. And so that's my word. That is my convention... Bit of convention wisdom. If you were at a
would
convention,
you call it conventional wisdom?
It is conventional wisdom.
Maybe that's what I'll call this podcast, conventional wisdom.
If you go to a con, you need to pregame and find the most distant attached bathroom to your convention and use that one.
Otherwise, you
will be sitting in other people's piss and smelling their shit.
Why don't you just eat a lot of cheese so that you're just constipated for like 3 days?
That would work too.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing.
For sure. Yeah, you could take anti-diarrheals.
Anti-diarrheals.
Yeah, you take anti-diarrheals and you'll be fine. Good call.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And you can always hold back to get
some Imodium.
I mean, it wouldn't have been a problem for me except for the terrible nightmare.
Yeah, and your hotel room is apparently across the city.
No, it's not that far.
You had to wait for a taxi cab, though.
Yeah, but the taxi normally gets there in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This one got there in a fucking hour, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm literally 2 blocks from the convention center, so I'm just like, I'm going to go walk by the food trucks and, you know, whatever, fucking shit. Actually, by the way, that's also another great thing about Indy. Fucking the food trucks are amazing.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of fun with that. So, anyway, go to get... I forgot my blurb. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at fucking Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page. We're going to start a new contest coming up very soon.
Speaking of which, we probably need to declare a new winner.
Yeah, we're going to have to declare a new winner. So maybe we'll just put...
Lee Langstrom appears to be an invisible robot.
Lee Langstrom. Lee, if we don't hear from you, like I'm putting this up on Monday. If I don't hear from you, like by like Wednesday, whatever, Steve's gonna roll off again. We're gonna get a new winner. I got a T-shirt too that's gonna go in the thing. Nice. It's an extra large, yeah. And I looked at Pat from the Retro Game Review. He's like, here's a T-shirt you can throw in with the winner. And I looked at it and I go, this is an XL, sir. This does not go for Game Classy.
That was the best of one of the and a bunch of the junk on T-shirt booths. It's just as nice. 2X and 3X sold out. Yeah. I was like,
That's what I said. I was just like, sir, you are doing this wrong.
Yeah, like, what would you have? Why would you need to bring a medium-sized shirt?
Yeah,
exactly. You don't need one.
Exactly.
The large is the smallest you need.
Yeah. All right. So, until next time, Steve. Do the actual sign-out.
Take a fucking shower.
Take a fucking shower.